Thanks for exploring the Heights School. This year, we can't have one big open house, and so we're going to have a series of smaller open houses, each of which will be devoted to one of our school divisions, lower school, middle school, or upper school. At each and every one of these events, our headmaster, Alvaro De Vicente, will offer a presentation. And during each of these presentations, he will take an in-depth look at one aspect of our mission as it pertains to the specific school division. In this presentation here, Alvaro will speak about the physical formation of our middle school boys. Enjoy.
And just the physical aspect, of course, there is PE, there's physical education that will take place on a daily basis. Sixth grade, more in the middle of the day, seventh and eighth grade at the end of the day, and there's a good reason for that. We don't have showers, and it's better to get them at the end of the day and then send them home, and you guys can deal with them in that state rather than us. So that works very well. And in PE, I mean, there's a couple of things that happen. You know, one is there is a physical development that is pursued and that is structured, gaining agility, coordination, balance, strength, and conditioning. And it's also the experience of different games. We want to expose them to different athletic games, and for a couple of reasons. One is at this age, to give them a taste for them, to see if they want to pursue any of them, you know, they hadn't thought about before. Ideally, your son will play two or three sports by the time that he gets to high school. There's a growing trend of becoming a one-sport athlete, and you know, it's becoming harder not to because it's so competitive that unless you know you practice all year round, it seems that you're out of the race for being a top athlete. However, for the personal growth of the individual, playing several sports is much healthier, physically and emotionally and psychologically. So we're going to try to encourage that by exposing them to different sports, and hopefully they'll fall in love with a couple of them. It's also very healthy to be the top athlete in one sport and a bench player in another sport. It's you know, the two sides of the same coin, but I think it completes the formational aspect of sports much better. In sixth grade is when we begin to have interscholastic games, right? We'll play against other schools, and that will happen sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. There are sixth grade teams, seventh grade teams, and eighth grade teams, so there is a great opportunity for students to participate in various sports. The great thing about competing against other schools, there are many great things, but just to mention a few. One is it's easier to emphasize that you're competing for something greater than yourself, that you're competing for a team that has a name. Right, and name is the name of your school. So what you do matters not only so far as how to you what you do, but it matters because you're representing the school and what that means. And that's not only seeking victory, which we always encourage as much as possible. We like to win every game, right? Not only seeking victory, but how you seek that victory that really matters, right? Much more telling than winning is how you win. Much more telling than losing is how you lose, and that's what we have to pay attention to. The growth for your son in interscholastic sports, I think, happens regardless of what the score is, according to how the game is played. So winning the games that are winnable, that should be won, there's a lot to learn there by playing with respect for the opposing team that is weaker. Now, not disrespecting the other team just because it's weaker. You know, and there's a way to win, even win by a lot, that is respectful to the other team. And that's a good lesson to learn, that sometimes you're just much better than the opposition, and you're going to win, but you still have to respect the individuals that you're competing against, and you have to be encouraging to them and so forth. Winning the games that we clearly don't have to win or shouldn't win, right, because the other team is as good as or perhaps better. Winning those games is really, really important if you learn that you can do a lot more than you expect that you could do. And the reason that you can is because any given day, you may work harder than anyone else. You may work together with other people better than anyone else. You may bring more passion to it than anyone else. That is, that a goal that on paper is unattainable may be in practice attainable. And that's a great lesson to learn in life, and that putting in that effort is worthwhile because you do attain those goals. Losing the games, there are 50-50 right? Or they were winnable, right? Those are tough, right? Nobody likes to lose that game that we went into it knowing that we should have won. Good lesson to learn, that no matter how easy it seems, you gotta be on your game, right? You can't take a day off. You can't take things for granted. You can't take benefits for granted. You can't take victory for granted. You still have to put out your best. And the shame of losing those games, it's not that it looks bad or what it may happen. The shame is that you didn't try hard enough. That's the shame, right? That you didn't apply enough effort, that you were not your best that particular day, that you took it easy because you assumed that you didn't have to work hard. That's a good lesson to learn, right, when you're young. And finally, losing the games that everyone agrees you should lose because the other team is clearly much better. There's also a good lesson to learn there if you fight all the way to the end. Because it's not about winning every game, it's about losing with honor, right? I'm fighting so hard that at the end of the game, the opposing team that is much better says, I'm impressed, right? I don't love to lose by a lot, but if we lose by a lot a particular game, I love when the opposing coach will say, wow, you guys work really hard, right? You guys never give up, right? They keep coming and coming and coming, even though everyone on the field, everyone on the court knew this is hopeless, right? They can't win this thing. But it seemed almost like the players never knew that it was hopeless, just the way they always get played. There's a lot to be learned in that. So that happens through sports. There is a growing tendency to kidnap sports and make them for the glory of the school and for recruiting purposes. That's not right, right? Sports are for the growth of your son and his enjoyment, right? Because sports are part of the virtue of play, and he should play. And that will be the final comment, and then I'll let Andy speak more about the middle of school, is the importance of unstructured play time, right? That your son will be able to get out and play, right? Throw a football around, throw a lacrosse ball around, not around the windows, hopefully, but around with each other. The virtue of that, so that sports is not always competitive with referees and so forth, but sports is also just with friends, just doing what you feel like doing for as long as you feel like doing it until there's class time, right? That time is really important as well. And we do create that time and create the space as much as possible for your son to have the event.
Thanks for listening in. If you enjoyed Alvaro's presentation on the physical formation of our students and would like to hear more, please register online for one of our many open houses. You may also learn more about our approach to education by visiting the Heights Forum at heightsforum.org. And lastly, if you would like to learn more about the admissions process this fall, please check out the admissions 2020-2021 page on our website. Thanks again, and stay tuned to hear more about how the Heights forms the physical, moral, intellectual, and spiritual good of our boys.